is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You got a lot of folk talk about God and, you know, getting in touch with your inner God or inner self and, you know, God, all this God stuff. But they skirt around the fact that the Son of God was here as a man. They don't hear nothing about that. They don't talk about that. Because, see, that's an anti-Christ spirit. Okay? It's very important that we understand that Jesus lived as a man under grace. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 2, it says, "Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world." Many religions will say that, yeah, Christ was a man of history and he was a good man, but they dispute his deity. He was not the Son of God. Agnostics dispute his humanity, that he was ever a man. Okay, so thank God for the revelation that we have of the Christ, the Son of God. He said, "There is no other way. I am the door. I am the way, the truth, and the life." That's what distinguishes him from religion. You know, people call it Christianity and that, but I call it kingdom. It's not religion. Religion is man's effort, man's works of righteousness, or his so-called works of righteousness. Salvation is the word sozo. That's God extending his grace to us. World of difference. All right? So we see here, Gnostics or Antichrist spirits deny that Jesus actually became a man as we are. They deny that. Be careful what you listen to, because a lot of stuff sounds good. And a lot of people that carry these Antichrist spirits and that, they're so peaceful. And they're so calm, they're calmer than you. They seem to have more peace than you have. But ask them about Jesus. What about Jesus? All right, so this is a whole other spirit. Any teaching that denies the humanity of Christ is antichrist, is under that influence. Let me give you something to back that up. Look at Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10 and verse 38. One of the writers is talking about Jesus, and he says in verse 38, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." It says here, how God anointed Jesus. He was anointed. You and I are anointed. We're anointed by the Holy Spirit. But he was anointed by the Holy Spirit with power, and he went about doing good. All right? I want you to get a real good look tonight at his humanity, because he was anointed to do what he did, just like you are anointed to do what you're to do. He operated not. How many are hearing this clearly? He didn't operate under his own deity. We're going to see that. He didn't operate under his, he wasn't operating as God. He was operating as a man under the grace of God. All right? So he could blaze a trail, make a way for us as men to operate under the same grace, to do the same things. Hello? That's what many back off. Well, that was Jesus. Well, Jesus was a man. The Holy Ghost came upon him. He was baptized, he was filled with the Holy Ghost, and he operated by the power of the Holy Ghost, the same Holy Ghost that we have. The same power, the same anointing. As a matter of fact, the word says the same anointing that raised him from the dead is what quickens our mortal body. Somebody say the same anointing. There's no baby Holy Ghost. You know, there's no little anointing. There's anointing. And when he walked planet Earth, he walked under, he was a man under grace. All right. Now, as I said earlier, I don't quite understand how this works, but his humanity took nothing away from his deity, but yet he never operated or acted in his deity while he was in his humanity. Does that make sense to you? His humanity took nothing from, he was still Emmanuel, God with us, but he was Jesus, the man, operating under the grace of his Father. You'll see it much clearer here as we go on. He was God in the flesh. Indeed, he was the Son of God. Yet, now here's the key. He emptied himself. I liken that word emptied to humbled. He emptied himself. Go with me to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. I'm going to read verse 5 through 8. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. The word says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Though Christ was divine on earth, he emptied himself of that divine power he had, and he humbled himself. You see, we'll get into this a little further down, but Isaiah said it this way. He said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. In other words, there's a transformation, there's a growth process. We know he was born a child, and so there were things that had to happen in his life, just like in our life. As a little baby, you know, some people say as a little baby he's doing all kinds of stuff. No, he wasn't. He was a baby. I don't know. They wrapped him in swaddling clothes. If you know what swaddling clothes are, the swaddling clothes or cloth was what they wiped down the animals with. See, that's the way that he came. There was no room in any of the inns, so they got into a cave where the animals were. And when he was born, they wrapped him in swaddling clothes. That's stuff they wiped down. So that's what he came wrapped in. But there was growth. Yet there was a growth. There was an increasing. I want you to see this because this defines us. Even since you came to Christ, you've grown. You've increased in things. And you know, when you understand it, there's no limitations. Just like with Jesus, and we're going to hope you see this before the night is over. Just like with Jesus, there are no limitations to a man or a woman under grace. Our problem is we get into works, and we forget that we are righteous through Christ, not because of performance. And oftentimes we try to add to what God is trying to do, and then we just hinder the work. We mean well. Abraham and Sarah, they meant well, but they birthed Ishmael. You know, God gave them a promise. He said, at the appointed time, I will visit you. But they looked at the environment, the situation, their own bodies, their own, you know, things going on around them, said, you know, we don't have that much time. We need to help God out. You might not say it that way, but how often do you try to help God? And you get out of grace, and then it doesn't turn out like you know it should have turned out. Amen. See, sometimes when you're really allowing God to work and you're allowing the grace to work, you wait longer. Amen. You're not moved by stuff in your environment. Amen. You wait on God. You live from the inside out. Your emotions, your soul has to mature so you're not intimidated by a lot of things. Child, you better hurry up. You know how we do. We watch stuff on TV and we hear ads and we go in the store and it's last day sale. And you know you ain't in there to buy nothing. But this the last day sale. You know, I better go and get it. When we live from the inside, though, and our faith is in our trust in God. See, for a long time, and we probably have, over the last couple of decades, you've been influenced by this as well, but people have just used their faith to get stuff. Use their faith. I use my faith, by faith. Well, that's okay in a small measure, but we actually, our faith is to be focused on our trust in God. Yeah, everything may look real bad, but my faith is in my trust in God. When you have that, then you are governed by spiritual law, and you know, like Jesus was all the time. I mean, weather had to obey him. The beasts of the field had to obey him. Trees, inanimate objects had to obey him because he was yielded to that grace. So everything had to work in his behalf. Well, we are heirs with him. We are seated with him in the spirit realm. So God's purpose and plan for us is for everything in our environment, everything strewn along our path of life is to work with us too. Amen. Not work against us. Not we always trying to get ourselves out of a jam. No, the path of wisdom is a pleasant path. And things are to be working with you and for you if you are a man under grace. You come across things that you don't have to pursue. They overtake you. You walk up on things that God has placed there for you without struggle. That's what seeking first the kingdom of God is all about. Seek ye first. We know that verse. The kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things shall be added unto you. They'll be added. All right? When we go to try to get and do a lot of these things ourselves is when we come out from under God's ability. And see, the danger is this, because you can do some stuff. A lot of us can really get it done. And it's okay in a measure, but it's not okay when you're trying to get done what only God can do. All right? So he emptied himself. He humbled himself. And see, that's the walk that we are called to. That is so instrumental and key to abiding in him. Humility. That word is derived from the word humus, which means dirt.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 6 of Mega Grace, A Man Under Grace. Allow your emotions to mature so you can wrap your mind around the fact that, like Christ, you can fulfill your calling in this life. Jesus was not born with the ability to do what he did. He grew into it. He was anointed by God and operated by the same anointing you have. His humanity took nothing away from his deity. He was Emmanuel, God with us, as well as Jesus, the man. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.